Welcome to episode 11 of the Hot Mess Roundtable. This week we are talking about health and wellness. My name is Lauren and I am a hot mess this week because it is spring break at my house. So that means all four of my children are at home with me. Could you not hold it together? I didn't laugh.
Goddamn cat.
I saw him dart out of
the shit out of me.
Hey.
All I could see was a snake coming out with him. I was like,
we can leave it in the podcast. It's fine. You don't have to re-say it.
There's those snake balls.
Oh my God.
We were just sitting here doing the intro to our podcast. And the cat that hunts snakes jumps out from the area where the snakes come from.
And everybody shit.
There was no snake. It's okay. We're safe. There's no snake.
No snake. Terrifying, though.
There you go. That's a jump start we needed.
That's a look behind the curtain because I'm going to be too lazy to edit it. So there you go.
There you go.
Okay, Lauren, tell us more about spring break with the kids at home.
It sucks. That's what. They're all home. So Collier is very helpful. But then the other, well, Goldie's a baby still pretty much. I guess she's technically a toddler, but she doesn't walk. So she's basically a baby. And then the other two, I swear, Helen and Abe are in cahoots and they're trying to send me to an early death because they, I mean, if they could do it, they've done it this week. So like Sharpies out on stuff, like they keep erasing my grocery list that's on the fridge. And I'm like, guys, if you want me to buy you the M&M cookies, you have to leave them on the list. If you keep erasing them off the grocery list, we're not going to buy them. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
thing about Abe, though, is he's got these incredibly innocent, huge blue eyes.
He does.
That just like look at you and are like, I can get away with anything.
Yeah. Mommy, I mean, you can't be mad at me.
He is pretty cute. The thing is, he's three, so he really doesn't know better. And Helen is five, and Helen is just bad. I love her to death, but she's just not a good influence on him. And so he picks up these like really bad habits, and he sees her get away with it.
Just think about what you're raising. Like, Helen is going to be, like, so fierce and independent. She is, like, CEO material.
Oh, my friend Brandy keeps saying she's going to be president one day.
She totally is.
But I don't know that it's going to be president of the United States. I think it's going to be, like, president of a prison gang.
She's going to make lots of money and take care of her mama in her old age.
I hope so. That's why I had four kids. At least one of them can hopefully take care of me. So.
I am Jordan, and I am also hot mess this week because of spring break, but for very different reasons. It is spring break, and in my office, everybody takes off during spring break. Like, it's just like bare bones, but we don't close. It's just very bare bones staff. And so nobody's working. I already work from home. So there's just like nobody pinging me. Mm-mm. And usually in the past, these weeks, would be like, I would get so much done. Yes. I would get tons of projects done. I even made myself this great little list of like, here's all the projects I want to work on this week because I'm going to have all this time. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are. We're recording this on a Wednesday in the middle of spring break. I've got nothing done. I have no will to work. I've just like, it's been rough.
Yeah. We always used to clean on those weeks.
I know. I like, just have no.
Here, let's get some stuff done and get it all cleaned up and start fresh when everybody comes back.
I think I'm just so burnt out that I'm just like.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm tired. I don't want to do it. Nobody else is working. I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm Amanda and I am a hot mess this week because I am recovering from our, oh my God, crazy drive last weekend. We decided to, on a whim, we decided on a Thursday morning to head to Lake Havasu City, Arizona, Thursday night. 22-hour drive there. We were there for probably about maybe 36, maybe 40 hours, and turned around and drove home 24 hours. Wow. Quickest turnaround we've ever done.
A whirlwind and trip.
We both agreed we'd never do it again.
That's a lot of driving.
It was. And Cliff did all of it on the way out. He wouldn't let me drive because I think, one, he was excited to drive his new truck. And two, you know, every time we stopped, he's like, I got my second win. We're good. Let's go. And I'm just like, okay.
So that was straight through.
Straight through. Yep. We left Thursday.
I couldn't do it.
Cliff drove 22 hours straight through?
Sure did.
Oh, Cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We left Thursday night at 6:30 and got to Lake Havasu Friday about 2:30. So and then turned around on Sunday and left at 3 o'clock Arizona time and got home Monday 4:30-ish.
Oh my goodness.
So
Thor drives everywhere we go. And I love it. I'm his passenger princess and I just hang out and keep him company. I love road trips with Thor though, because we get so much like one-on-one time.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
And we just talk about everything. And like, I don't run out of things to say to him. So I'm sure you guys had lots of good.
We had a lot of good conversations. We had a good bonding time, but literally we were driving home through Kansas on Monday and I looked at him. I said, I love you. And I would road trip with you anytime, anywhere. But let's not do this again for a while. And he's like, right, let's just give ourselves a break. So June, we'll be doing it in June, but it's not as long. So that was a quick turnaround and trying to recoup. And yeah,
I think there's something to say though about your marriage. If you're able to spend that long in a car with somebody and not kill them.
No, we like to drive. We get in the car and we just roam.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have an agenda. And so that's good for us. And we did it and we like doing it overnight. You know, I thought, oh, I'll sleep half the time. No, I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep. Slept coming back home because I think we were both just so exhausted. And he actually let me drive a couple times, not much, but, and then I started getting sleepy while I was driving and I'm like, nope, we can't do this. I got to pull over.
Yeah, that's me.
So, but we are glad to be home. It was a good trip. It was a eye-opening trip. Glad we went. Glad we're home now, though. So
very good. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, do you have a quiet, relaxing weekend coming up to like recover?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't think we have any plans this weekend. So
good.
That's good.
What are we drinking tonight, Lauren?
So we are drinking an Appletini, and I got the recipe off of the A Beautiful Mess blog. It is vodka, sour apple schnapps, and apple juice, which we use sparkling apple juice, and lemon juice with an apple slice garnish.
It's very good.
It's very good.
It's very stout.
It's pretty stout.
It's pretty sour.
But it really does taste like a melted Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does.
I do love a good Appletini.
Yeah.
Good job, Lauren.
Good job.
Thank you.
Cheers.
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 Okay. So we have some fun stuff to share. Well, first, I guess I have to issue a correction because apparently my sister totally had meningitis and that's what she got admitted for, not mono, like we said on the podcast. So whatever. She was still in the hospital, though, and my parents were for sure concerned and there were definitely popsicles. I definitely remember the popsicles.
Oh, well, Cameron ended up testing positive for mono and strep.
Oh, no. Poor baby.
So she is on antibiotics and she's doing so much better this week. So
good.
She's still really tired, but she's doing a lot better. So
I felt like when I had mono, it just dragged and dragged. I mean, they said so much school.
They said it'll wear. I mean, she'll be worn out and exhausted and stuff for like 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, honestly.
That sounds
poor thing.
Right. Yeah,
it sounds horrific.
I've never seen her or heard her throat so swollen. Like you know how when some people you get like, you can kind of tell. Like it was almost like it was closing off. I was like, we should be really concerned that your throat is that swollen.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. They put her on a steroid and an antibiotic and she was good. So
I think meningitis is more serious than mono.
Yes.
But mono is god awful.
Yeah.
So.
Well, at least she didn't have meningitis.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's good. So.
Okay. Oh, the other exciting housekeeping item. We have a celebration.
We do.
This week, we hit over 1,000 downloads.
Yay. That's amazing.
10 episodes, 1,000 downloads. So yeah, it was really exciting.
Yeah. It's very, very exciting from our two listeners. We thought we were going to have.
Yeah.
So appreciate everyone out there.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I did find out when we were over in Arizona that we have two super fans that religiously listen to this thing every week. So I'm shouting out to Brandy and Maddie. So thank you girls for listening to us. Brandy is my best friend, Misty's daughter. And Maddie is Danny and Tanya's daughter that we went out there to see.
Oh, so these are not your friends listening. These are your
friends' daughters.
That, oh,
and they are like, they were so excited.
I love that.
It was awesome. Yeah. So
it's shout like out to they you girls. Like to listen to these choogy old women.
Right. That's what I said. I'm like, wow, you guys are listening to a bunch of old women just yap around. They're like, no, it's great.
Oh, I love it. Well, okay, thank you,
thank
lady.
You, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you guys so much. It's been incredible the amount of support we've gotten, and just like people stopping us in the hallways. Like, I'll get stopped in the hallway at work and be like, oh, I listened to your last episode and this is, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but when they're like, oh, your podcast, I'm like, oh my God.
I know. I like shrink a little bit.
Yeah, shrivel a little bit. And it's like, oh, what did we say?
Yeah.
But no, everybody's gotten just great positive feedback. So we love it.
Keep giving it to us.
Yeah, keep giving it to us. Yeah. And keep giving us the advice. I loved Tammy's advice on the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
putting
yeah.
the nutritional yeast in it. So I got to tell you guys, though, that sounds disgusting, Tammy. Like, I love you. And you know I love you. But, like, that sounds disgusting.
But several people commented that
several people were like, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
So I bought it.
Yeah? Have you tried it yet?
No, I'm afraid. But maybe next week.
Why didn't you make us a bowl of popcorn while we podcast?
Okay, next week I will make us a bowl of popcorn and we will try.
We will try the nutritional yeast.
I'm afraid of it.
I am too. I'm not going to lie.
It does not have the same ring as like butter and salt. Nutritional yeast.
Butter is like my favorite food outside ice cream.
Oh, God.
Just butter.
Yeah, butter and cheese.
In the spirit of health and wellness, I love butter and I love ice cream.
Okay, so we are talking about health and wellness this week. So we've talked a lot about mental health on this podcast already, and we will talk a lot more about mental health and for future episodes, I am sure. But this week, we're going to focus on physical health. So that's exciting. So tell me, ladies, what do you guys do for your physical health?
Well, in August, I joined Weight Watchers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So I just kind of figured I needed to do something. I was probably at the highest weight I'd ever been at. And I just was not happy. Mm-hmm. And not that anybody in my family has told, you know, was like, oh, you probably need to lose. Nobody said anything. In fact, they were all like, you don't need to do that. And I'm like, no, I need to do it for me. Mm-hmm. And 23 pounds down.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Probably gained a few last week in Arizona, eating in and out.
That's okay.
Well, I already told you on the travel podcast that like, you're supposed to gain weight when you travel.
Vacation calories do not count.
No. And you're not doing it right. If you gain a pound or two.
And I did gain a couple pounds, but, it's just changing the way I eat, but I haven't given up what I like. I just change it a little bit. Like if I want a bite of ice cream, I'm going to take a bite or two and then I'm done. I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. I don't have a huge sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. So, when I went to my checkup in November, I had lost about 11 pounds. And she's like, well, you're doing great. She's like, keep doing what you're doing. My labs have gone down.
That's great. That's
so, awesome. Yeah, I do. I feel better. So I can tell when I've eaten crap. And I just haven't been drinking enough water. And so I'm trying to, we're going to get on Lauren about that.
Yeah, I've been on a very similar journey. Mm-hmm. I was my heaviest weight. I did like the COVID 20, you know what I mean? Like I gained a lot of weight during like 2020 and lost it in like maybe 2022, towards the end of 2022, and had lost like that 20 pounds and had kept that 20 pounds off, but obviously still have more to lose. And just am not a super healthy eater to begin with. I have a really bad habit of, because I'm a vegetarian and I don't eat lean meats, you know, that lean protein is just so missing from my diet. Mm-hmm. And I have a bad habit of just filling it with carbs and not finding protein sources, you know, and like not worrying about it. And so I have been making a pretty concerted effort the last couple of weeks, really, which is why I suggested this topic, because I was like, I got to do this. And so I'm down 10 pounds over the last 2 weeks.
Good job.
That's awesome.
Just focusing on water intake, true nutrition, like real nutrition. So exactly what you're saying, where it's like really thinking about what kind of foods are going into my body.
Yeah.
And it is so hard, but I have downloaded an app called My Net Diary, and it has helped me track my macros, which before I didn't even know what a macro was.
I don't know what a macro is.
So your macros are things like your protein, your carbs, like the stuff that you're supposed to track on top of just calories. Instead of just tracking calories, you're also tracking the other things. And so I have focused almost solely on like being in a calorie deficit every day and and protein. I haven't worried about how many carbs I get so much as focusing on having enough protein and trying to get. I saw several different places that said like I should have 100 grams of protein a day.
Wow.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
For somebody who doesn't eat meat.
For somebody who doesn't eat meat, that's a lot.
And so because I'm trying to eat so much protein, I just almost don't even have time to eat any carbs or crap that I just eat.
You're replacing it with protein.
I am. I'm replacing it with these with protein. And so I spent an ungodly amount of money at Hy-Vee one day. Well, on the app, it's not like I went there. We know that. and got all these like protein things delivered. Because I've also never been good at, like, if I don't like the flavor of it, I cannot eat it. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so I got all the stuff delivered that's like tortilla chips with protein in them. And those tasted like cardboard. I can't eat those. But like Progresso soups that have like 20 grams of protein in the can. And like all this stuff, mm-hmm. and finding. And I was like, okay, if I could just find a few things that are high in protein that I could eat regularly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of been the journey I've been on.
So what is high in protein that's not meat?
Well, a lot of it's like whey protein that's added to stuff.
Okay.
So one thing that I have found that I can drink really well is something called protein water. And it's just like protein 2.0 is what I think it is called, or water 2.0. But it's got 15 grams of protein. It's a 16.9 ounce bottle of flavored water. Mm-hmm. It's got 15 grams of protein in a bottle. It does not taste thick like it's got whey protein in it. I mean, it just tastes like Kool-Aid, like flavored water. Mm-hmm. Oh, and so I try to drink one of those every day with lunch. So that's 15 grams right there. Mm-hmm. But then beans, a lot of black beans. I eat a ton of black beans.
I love black beans.
Edamame. So I'm trying to put a lot of edamame in salads. Mm-hmm. Nuts have a lot of protein in them. And then like, of course your dairy, but you have to worry about like fat, mm-hmm. and calories there, but like milk and cheese and even, you know, butter. Yogurt,
peanut butter. We all know that peanut butter in your Andes is a dose
right,
for protein.
Lauren taught us that. I do eat a ton of peanut butter.
Yogurt. Do you use yogurt too?
No, I hate yogurt.
You hate yogurt. It's
like
a texture thing, isn't it?
It is a texture thing.
Yeah.
Because it tastes like chalk. Also, a lot of yogurts, fun fact, are not. Like... Yeah, a lot of yogurts are not vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
They have terrible, yucky things in them. You don't even want me to tell you.
Don't tell me.
That are in these yogurts.
The Dannon fit in something, and it's got, like, I think they have the little container has like 10 grams of protein in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are some Greek yogurts that are vegetarian, but they just taste like chalk to me.
Greek yogurt literally is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Like it's it's rank.
I'm not acquiring it. So, but I have learned like there is a Quaker makes a protein oatmeal, and I do enjoy enjoy oatmeal.
Matt eats that. Yeah.
So, I like their cinnamon sugar protein oatmeal. So that's 10 grams of protein. And then Nature Valley has this really yummy granola, that 2/3 of a cup of that granola, which is not that much, is 13 grams of protein.
Oh
that's
so
great.
I put the granola in the oatmeal, and that's 23 grams of protein for breakfast.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah. So learning.
You have to just learn. It's literally just kind of retraining yourself and, you know, figuring what you like, honestly. Yeah. Because if, you know, you want to stick to something, you've got to like what you're eating.
Well, that's the number one thing is like those people that eat those like power bars or protein bars that taste like just sawdust wrapped together with glue. Like, I don't know how they do that.
I can do one every once in a while. There's a Clif bar that I like that's a high protein one, but it's not something that I would eat every day because it's just like literally it's sawdust, like cardboard. And I just... Jacob's like, what are you eating? Like, yeah, I know, buddy. It's just gross, but I got to do it.
I refuse. I also have learned like fruit is so low calorie and like the natural sweetener is just so much better for you than sugars, which I think we all know and we're told. But like buying it and actually prepping it and having it fresh and already washed and already cut and ready to go.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. But if I can do it over the weekend and then while I'm working, go grab a bowl of grapes instead of like a candy bar or cereal.
Frozen grapes are awesome.
Yeah.
You are a fan of frozen grapes.
They are just like the texture is great. And it's like little popsicles.
Yeah. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for your health, Lauren?
Nothing. I'm so bad. I am the poster child probably of what not to do. I live with a little bit of a health nut. My husband.
He really is.
Is. Very, you know, he's a cyclist. At one point in time, he raced. I mean, he still does some races, but he was like really into racing cycles. He was a personal trainer for a while, so he knows a lot about fitness and nutrition. And he I don't want to say preaches to me, but he's on me a lot because, you know, he says, I want you to live a long time and I want you to be healthy and I don't want you to get sick and I want you to, you know, you need to be around for a while, which is a better way of framing it than like, you've gained weight or or I need you to not sleep as much or, you know, whatever. But
it is so hard with the phase of life you're at.
It is.
Having so many kids, like, young enough that they start to depend on you.
Yeah.
And, like, need you around. Like, you, there's just no time. I see that with my sister all the time. Like, she's she's healthy, but, like, I just see her all the time. And I just think, like, I see how tired she is all the time. And I just think, like, oh, she has no time to herself.
Yep. Right. Yeah, I don't eat breakfast most of the time at all. When I worked, I did because I would get really hungry by like 10 a.m. if I had not eaten. And, you know, I felt like sick. But at home, I feel like I'm just like doing stuff and I think I'm just moving around and I don't even realize that I haven't eaten or that I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. I will typically grab something for lunch, but usually it's minimal, but I do make
ice cream
sometimes. Yeah. Yep. But for dinner, I do the HelloFreshes, which they are fairly healthy. They have vegetables in them and protein, meat. So I feel like they are, at least I'm getting one healthy meal a day. I don't work out at all. That's not, I have a bike in my room that Matt got me for my birthday, I think a year ago. I've never ridden it. I was pregnant at the time. So, or I got pregnant right after or something. So, but now she's over a year old. So I need to get with the program. Maybe I've had it for 2 years. I don't know. It's been in my room for a long time. And I haven't ridden it, but it's a really nice bike.
I go in spurts with the exercise. It's hard.
Yeah.
You guys can see, well, Lauren's filming us now in my dirty basement. And so anyone that watches this video clip will see like the exercise equipment behind us. But I'll get like on a tangent and I'll be like, I need an elliptical. That's what's going to make me get up and go.
Yeah.
And then my like amazing, wonderful husband, there who's just, like such a freaking enabler, will be like, okay, we're getting an elliptical. And then like 2 weeks later, I've fallen off that bandwagon and then I'm like, no, I need a treadmill. No, I need a punching bag. I do love the punching bag. Like, oh, yeah. I have worked out some aggression on that punching bag.
Yeah, exactly. Stress reliever.
Is that a rower? You have two?
I do. I love my rowing machine. I will row at lunch sometimes for just like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it's another good one to just work out some aggression.
Uh-huh.
And
but you do have like a legit gym over here.
I do. Well, here's the thing. I don't like people. Mm-hmm. And I think that everyone that listens to this podcast knows that at this point. And also, I would just literally stay in my house. Okay, I was sick. Everyone knows I was sick for months. So last week, my mom finally was like, you need a freaking steroid. Like, you need to call your doctor. And so she like did the whole like, you're 37 years old. I'm still going to walk you through how to like call your doctor and tell her you're sick.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, I know you don't want to leave the house. Do you need me to go get your prescription for you? And I was like, yes, please, mom. And my mommy brought my prescription because she knows I want to be a hermit. And so, but that steroid did totally fix it. I am finally healthy. So that's good. That's also one of the reasons. Well, it's one of the reasons I was like, I have to like get back on the bandwagon with like nutrition and fitness because I cannot be sick for 3 months again. Like that was rough.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, so I do. And I also have... I have a prescription. I have a subscription to Apple Fitness Plus. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever done anything on that?
Nope. Mm-mm.
I love it. It's like, I don't know, $100-$120 a year, but it connects to my watch. And so I just put on one of those videos. And so they do like strength training. They do yoga. They do like dancing. They have all kinds of different workouts that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to move my body every day has been like the rule. And so what I'd like to work up to, which I'm nowhere near, but what I'd like to work up to is like strength training 3 to 4 times a week,
mm-hmm.
either strength or core training, which is what they call it on Fitness Plus. But I think that's still a form of strength training. I don't know. Maybe Matt can tell me if I'm wrong. But then doing like 30 minutes of walking or some kind of like cardio every day.
Mm-hmm.
So someday I'll get there. Right now I like, it hurts a lot after I do those strength training, like they're only 20 minutes long, but they are like
Legit. Yeah. Your body hurts.
Yeah.
For like 2 days afterwards because I'm so weak and I don't have muscles. Although I will say the other day I was doing one and I was like in this weird hinge and I like, she's like, okay, put your hands back behind your legs and feel that burn. And I was like, oh, that's a muscle. Like I can feel a muscle. Like I have one in my left thigh.
There's a muscle somewhere back there.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to walk and I will tell you, working in the office and not getting up as much as I was used to before.
It's hard.
Oh my God. It's terrible. So I try to make a conscious effort. The last 2 days I have not, but it's like, if I've been sitting there and my watch goes ding, ding, you need to get up. I'm like, I got to go. I got to get up. Maybe take a lap around the building. I don't know, but I can't, my ass is getting huge. I was like, this is ridiculous.
It's so hard. So that's what you do. You get up and kind of take a lap because you work in a big building.
Yep.
So
yeah, I just try to lap. I've got to do something. I can't just sit there. Mm-hmm. So that's with it being nice, I can get out and go walk around the building.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I've got a coworker now, Leanne. She will make me get up and get out there and walk. So
good.
Leanne, this is you holding me accountable and making me walk. So
good job, Leanne.
Yes. Please do this for me.
It's that time of year though. It's beautiful out. And walking up to the school and picking up the kids, I think is really good. Honestly, it's probably a pretty good workout because I pulled the wagon uphill.
Yep.
Yep. So
but it's good. And the kids love it.
The kids love it. They love it when we walk. But I mean, I close my rings on my Apple Watch like every day.
That's good.
And like sometimes it's like 300 or 400 times, but I also don't have it set. So it's probably set at like the minimum. Like I've never changed it.
Oh yeah. You should set your goals.
And it's probably whatever the minimum is.
Oh, you should set your goals.
Yeah.
I love my Apple Watch. I like adhere to my Apple Watch regularly.
No.
My goals are set like as stretch goals. Like I don't hit them every day.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys wear your watches when you clean the house?
Yes.
Do you?
I try to wear it all the time.
I wear it all the time.
See, I don't because I stick my hands in water so many times. I just don't want to.
It's waterproof though.
I know. Everybody keeps telling me that. And I'm just such a, you know,
it has a mode. Really? I don't know. I don't exactly know how it works, but it has a mode for when you're like, you're in the shower and then you turn it off and it's supposed to expel the water out of it.
It does.
I have seen that. Okay.
I don't know.
Then I need to start doing that because I don't. And we have stairs. And so just like
Google
you,
it.
Mm-hmm. I am literally up and down the stairs 100 times going to the laundry room. So,
yep.
I can close my exercise ring just from moving around the house.
Oh, yeah. Saturday.
Yeah.
I totally could. Mm-hmm. I don't wear my watch when I do those things.
I try to wear my watch all the time. I don't wear it in the shower because I don't either. I feel like it will. Well, one, I feel like I need to clean my wrist. And two,
that would freak me out. Like, I would be like, no, that's
wear it down or break it or something.
Yeah.
But I wear it just about all other times. Now, I don't wear it in the pool either. So I don't really plunge it into water very much.
Well, as I say, I don't wear mine when we go out floating because I just, you know, fear of losing it in that water. And
I probably wouldn't either. Would you guys charge it at night? Do you sleep in it? Because I know it can track your sleep. But what I found, and I'm sure it's something I can turn off and I just haven't taken the time to figure it out. But when I wear it at night, instead of charging it, my alarm clock was going off on my watch and that doesn't really wake me up.
Because
I'm a really heavy sleeper. So it has to go off on my phone, not my watch. So I have to charge my watch so that it doesn't go off on my watch.
No, I don't wear it at night. Literally, when I get home from work, I take it off.
Yeah.
Oh. No. I wear it right up until I go to bed and then I charge it overnight. So I do not wear it at night. I have worn it at night to see like the sleep function, but I learned I'm a very good sleeper. That's all I learned. It was like,
maybe I should do that. You got 7 solid hours of sleep.
And I was like, thank you. I know.
That's mine. It's like your sleep goal set at 8 hours and you got 5. So
thank you for telling me that I did not have enough sleep.
I do know that I'm tired.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So are you doing the water thing too, Amanda?
I am. I'm trying to increase my water. I do not have a Stanley. I am not going to spend that money on a Stanley, but I don't either. I have a Timu one that I didn't spend as much money on, but it is that big. And I like to at least try to drink 2. If not 3 of those.
How big? How many ounces is it?
They're 40 ounces. So 2 would be 80.
Yeah.
I try. But then I'm, you know, until you get your body in that, you know, routine, you're like, I'm peeing every 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my struggle right now is going through that, breaking through that side, you know, the cycle to try and stretch it out a little bit. But I do. I feel better when I drink water.
Yeah.
I do too.
I do too. Do you, Lauren? How much water do you drink?
Well, I think my body's like, what the fuck are you putting in this? This is great.
This is amazing. Give me more. Yeah.
It's literally the liquid of life.
I don't drink water. But if I do, like maybe once a week, my body does feel
better. Once a week?
Yeah, I never drink. I never like get a glass of water. I don't like it. I drink. You're like shooting daggers at my Diet Pepsi.
She can probably feel the daggers coming from both of us. We're like,
concerned.
Well, my husband's also concerned about this, but he gave up trying to talk me into it. Now, when I was pregnant, I did have a really fun app, and I still have it, but it's called Water Llama, and you track your fluids.
That's fine.
Which is, I mean, it's juice, soda, it's everything. And I don't know how scientific it is, but like if you put in, I drank 8 ounces of Diet Pepsi, it doesn't count as 8 ounces. It counts as less than 8 ounces.
Yes. Mine does the same thing. I have an app that does the same thing. I don't know the name of it.
You fill up this little, you pick your animal and it fills it up with the different, with layers and each different things you drink are different colors. So it makes it like super colorful. If you drink a bunch of different stuff, you know, if you just drink water, it'd just be blue. But anyways, when I was pregnant, I used that just because I knew I needed more fluids than I typically intake. But no, I don't drink water. I should. When I do drink it, I'm usually not as groggy. I probably would nap less if I would drink water. But it just never sounds appetizing.
I feel so much better when I drink water. Well, and when I'm exercising, when I'm eating healthy. Like, I really do just feel better and more energetic. I have an app, too. It's not a fun llama app, but it's just a like glass that fills up throughout the day. But I have learned that... Oh, and it's connected to, so I have a smart scale. So I like step on the scale and it goes to my app. And so the water app and the like connects to the scale app. And it just like based on my weight and how much physical activity, because it also connects to Fitness Plus. So like it connects to everything. All these apps talk to each other.
So it tells you how much water you should be drinking.
Yes. And so it gives me like my daily goal. Mm-hmm. And then I drink it. And I usually try to, I mean, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but I usually try to do, I have 32 ounce mason jars that I use as my glasses at home with lids. And so I try to do 4 of those a day.
Okay.
And I usually try to do like, I'm trying my hardest to do my water as early as possible so that I'm not peeing all night when I'm trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I usually try like when I first get up, drink water. And if I exercise in the morning, like I should, then I can do like an entire mason jar in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I try to get through 2 of those 32 ounce mason jars before lunch and then 1 with lunch plus my protein water. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the day,
that's a lot of water.
I kind of sip on
a lot of water.
Yeah,
it is. But I feel like it really like wakes me up and, you know, it gives me energy and I focus. And
well, I noticed how much better I feel with the water, like, you know, on our marathon trip. We drink a lot of energy drinks.
Yeah.
Trying to stay awake and stuff. And I just felt like shit.
Yeah.
It just, it's like, it does you good for a little bit. And then when that, you know, when it just brings you down, it's like a sugar crash. It's terrible. And it's like, we got home and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I've been trying to detox from the the Monsters and the Red Bulls for the last week or two. And Casey actually yelled at me today because I got one. And he's like, I thought you said you weren't doing that.
Good for him.
Yeah, thanks, Casey. And so I had a sugar-free one, but it doesn't matter. So I'm like, I just gotta...
canned lattes every morning. Mm-hmm. And the Starbucks ones are like energy drinks.
Yes.
And sometimes I drink those. I go through kick, like I'll cycle through different kinds. Mm-hmm. But me and when you pee, it's like almost green.
Yeah.
It's like antifreeze. Neon. Yeah.
It's like antifreeze when you drink. Which is a little concerning. Yeah.
But I drink a canned latte of some type. There's like 3 different kinds that I like in the morning. And then I usually go get a latte from Dancing Mule on my way to take Abe and Goldie to school. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I switch to Diet Pepsi for the day.
Speaking of Dancing Mule, I saw you're getting a 7 brew right here on the corner.
Yes.
Oh, guys, the drama.
I know.
The drama.
There's been a lot.
The drama.
And like, why my neighborhood group,
I think we've already talked about how the neighborhood app is a toxic place.
It is.
You should not.
That corner is going to be insane.
So my neighborhood has been just between that one and the corner on Sunshine and National. like my yeah. neighborhood has just like they've been like fighting in court and mm-hmm. raising all this money. And like if you don't 100%, it's like a cult. Like if you don't 100% believe in what they're doing, then like you're a bad person. And like it's bad.
Oh my God.
It's like there was like I want to say like the president of our neighborhood association got her tires slashed at one point. Like it was bad.
Oh my God.
It was really. Yeah. Like and got a lawsuit like one of the neighbors sued her because felt like that she was mismanaging them. And
people need other shit to do in their
and
lives.
And there's all this drama about the mayor's sister lived in
it's
a
like
house.
It's like HOAs.
Sold it to somebody or something happened. And like there was all so
that's ridiculous
much drama. Like I joined the neighborhood association and the Facebook group and the app, like all as part of like, oh, this is gonna make social connections. Like I'm gonna meet my neighbors.
Right.
And I'm gonna like we're gonna be out and like waving at people.
And now you're like oh my God, what did I do?
Them. No, I hate those people. Like those people are toxic human beings.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything to do with them. And now I'm just like oh. But I still kind of sneak into that Facebook group every once in a while just to
creep on them.
And it's always
and see
just
what
like something with the legal drama, and then they want everybody to show up to.
Well,
the
good.
Council.
Then I'm excited. You have a 7 Brew that's coming in across the street from a school because I guarantee those teachers are gonna love it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And
well,
they do teacher promotions.
Yes,
too.
There is a lot of concern about like because so many of the kiddos in our neighborhood walk to school, mm-hmm. walk to that elementary.
But they shouldn't be crossing that street.
No,
they for sure do though.
Okay, wow. Well they should be a bus, even though so with Springfield Public Schools, the busing the way it works is you have to live a certain amount of miles, whatever, away from the school to be offered a bus. However, major roads.
Yeah.
Are considered like boundary lines. And if you live on the other side of one of those boundary lines, then you should also be offered a bus, even if it's like right across the street.
That's how it is in Nixa. Cause when we lived in our other house, we literally could see John Thomas Elementary School from our house, but because it crossed 14, the girls could take the bus.
Yeah. I'm sure that's all true. I don't know.
But they're walking.
I see the kiddos walking.
Sure.
Usually with their parents. I mean, this is an elementary school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there are a lot of accidents on that corner already, like a shocking number, like every single week.
I can imagine.
And so it is a little concerned about like what it's going to do for the traffic. But like, I just was not nearly as concerned as these people in the group. So I'm sure I should not say that out loud because I'm sure it's going to get me like targeted hate. But it was scary.
I didn't mean to change our subject, but I was just kind of excited when I drove by and saw it. I was like, "Yeah, that's cool."
No, I saw that it was finally approved and I knew it had been a fight.
Well, then it must have approved very quickly because that building was not here the last time I came over to your house.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like at the council, they turned something down, came back to the council, they approved something, but then people fought it. And like it was. So it was literally. So Thor said he went to work on a Friday and there was no building, and he came back from work at the end of the day
and there was a building.
That same day, and there was a building.
Yeah.
Well, I think the whole their business concept is like very,
very
they're very cheaply built.
Yep, they're just like a plopped house.
But
you know,
I go to the
like
one. So if I don't go to Dancing Mule, then I go to 7 Brew. It's cheaper than Dancing Mule, and on Tuesday they have double rewards. So sometimes I go there, but I prefer Dancing Mule. So. I have my whole routine, guys. Like,
I am
very,
very proud to say I do not frequent any coffee shops. Like that is, I just don't do it.
Every once in a while, I do. I'll do Starbucks, but it's
really
not very
don't.
Often.
Unless I'm just like out shopping and there we happen to cross one, I mm-hmm. might get a hot tea or something. But I don't feel the.
But
need
you don't
to
drink
go.
Coffee.
Yeah,
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah,
I do love my hot teas though. And so I will get one, but I also just have them at home.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it's different. I mean, we have an espresso machine. It's pretty nice that I bought for Matt as a gift. And he drinks espresso every single morning, but he just like puts a shot of it in his coffee, which sounds god awful. Whereas I want like a flavoring in mine. Don't want any whipped cream or anything, but I want milk and flavoring and like.
And you want somebody to make it for you.
I just do.
I feel the same way about mixed drinks.
Yeah.
So I don't do a lot of mixed drinks at my house specifically because I'm not good at it. And it tastes so much better when somebody else does
yeah,
it.
Hey, we're doing pretty good. You know, we've got a.
That's because you guys come over and make them for me.
If it were at my house, I'd literally just crack a bottle open for you.
Yeah. So what do you do? Just drink straight vodka then? Or what?
Well, I don't drink a lot. Shockingly, I don't actually drink that much because there's calories and your body will burn off the alcohol before it'll burn fat when you exercise. And so it's just not worth it to me. But when you guys are over is like my little like cheat day. And so whatever we drink, I drink. But I don't usually drink like the whole glass, mm-hmm. right? I try to do like...
Mine's longer.
I try to do like...
Mine's gone.
I taste it and it was good, you know, and that was good. But if I am going to drink, like if it's been like just like a rough day and I need a drink, like I do keep my blood orange vodka mm-hmm. and cranberry because that's just like half and half. Right.
Right.
And I do keep my.
That's a measure with your heart.
It's a measure with your heart, depending on how bad that day was.
Depending on how bad the day was.
And I do keep, of course, my 1.5 liter bottle of sangria.
Right.
The hard part about sangria is like it's just so big.
Yeah, you can't just open that for one drink.
Yeah, I feel so bad. I feel so wasteful, but it's also like literally $7.
It's super cheap.
But it also does feel really wasteful. So I don't know.
That's a Saturday drink.
But I also will do bottles of wine. I do a lot of wine.
Yeah.
Like Moscato specifically.
Yeah, I don't hardly ever drink at home. I'll think about it. Like I just the other day I bought a bottle of I don't know, it's not Moscato, but it's some other sparkling wine. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna drink this tonight. Nope, didn't ever have the time. Still haven't had the time. Matt went to drill, thought, oh, I'll drink some of this while he's at drill. Nope, still hasn't happened. And when I was in my early 20s, I drank every Friday, every Saturday. Definitely during the week also, like I was out partying all the time. And if you had told me that in my 30s, I would not want to drink.
That's why you get it all out in your 20s.
I would have thought you were crazy, but my mom's never been a drinker. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, it just makes me tired. Like she would, she'll have a drink on occasion.
And then I fall asleep.
She's not like a teetotaler. Right. But she's like, it just makes me tired. Like it's just not worth it. And I thought she was crazy. And now I'm in my 30s and I'm like, yep. If I just sit there and drink a beer, like it's just going to make me tired.
Yeah.
That's exactly
how I feel. But then I think like sometimes that's what I want is just something just to like make me feel tired and relaxed and I'll go to bed. And then I think that's probably like alcoholism. You know, like, that's probably like not good.
I mean, and that's, I don't know. I never have an issue going to sleep, so I try not to sleep.
Okay, my cursory Google research this week.
Yes.
I went back to CDC. You know, I love the CDC website. They have good stuff out there. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has a good article. How much physical activity do adults need? Okay, don't look at the article. Did you already do it?
No. No, okay. I did not. Mm-mm.
How many minutes of activity do you think that adults need a week?
A week?
Oh, a week?
Oh.
Physical activity.
Well, they say usually 30 minutes a day is what they recommend.
Be 210 minutes a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
It's actually less than that. So really? It says physical activity is anything that gets your body moving. Each week, adults need 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity and two days of muscle strengthening activity. So that probably is a little closer.
The 210.
So 150 minutes of moderate intense physical activity and 2 days of muscle strengthening.
Okay.
So some activity is better than none, it says. We know 150 minutes of physical activity each week sounds like a lot, but you don't have to do it all at once. It could be 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You can spread your activity out during the week and break it up into smaller chunks of time. That's something that I've learned is really helpful because I think when I've tried to do like get into exercise regimens in the past, it's been like, oh, you got to do like an hour long workout or you got to do, you know, and like who has time for that?
Yeah,
who has time to go to the gym for an entire hour or whatever? So learning that I can do things at home, you know, for like a 20 minute workout or a 10 minute workout even.
Yeah.
And add them up throughout the day or like do a 10 minute rowing at lunch and then after work take the dogs for a 20 minute walk right, and then that's like 30 minutes of exercise has helped me a lot.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I feel like I'm a perfectionist, so I'm the type of person that if I were to start a workout routine I would plan to do it every day, and if I missed a day then it would be like I'd be screwed, like I would be so frustrated and just give up.
Okay, it says move more and sit less. Adults should move more and sit less throughout the day. Some physical activity is better than none. Adults who sit less and do any amount of moderate to vigorous intensity physical activity gain some health benefits. It gives me recommended levels for health benefits. You want to hear the recommended levels?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Example one, moderate intensity aerobic activity, such as brisk walking for 150 minutes every week. For example, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and muscle strengthening activities on two or more days a week that work all major muscle groups. Example two is vigorous intensity aerobic activities, such as jogging or running for 75 minutes every week, and muscle strength training on 2 days a week that work all major muscle groups.
Matt's taking this whole week off of working out, he says. We'll see if because he came home with bloody feet from drill this weekend. So he's like, I think I'm just going to take the whole week off.
Yeah, he should.
I'm like, yeah, you should do that, but I don't know that he'll be able to. I mean, it's really pretty out. Like, is he really not going to ride his bike all week?
Yeah. See, you could ride your bike with him.
Well, I could.
You got a trailer for the kids? Yeah, plop them in that trailer and go.
Is the trailer fits two kids, and we only have one kid that's competent on a bicycle. That would be Collier. Mm-hmm. Helen is learning, but not there yet.
Okay.
Once she can ride, then yes, we could put Abe and Goldie in the trailer.
The trailer, yeah.
And he pulls the trailer. But right now, I don't think all three will fit. He says that they will, but I don't think they will.
They probably wouldn't sit.
No, it would probably not be safe.
It wouldn't last that long if it did.
I don't have the balance to ride a bicycle, which is sad. I don't know.
I have too big of an ass for those little seats to ride a bicycle.
Well, you have to get...
I know. Cliff keeps telling me, we can get you one of those big seats. And I'm like...
And you have to wear
the padded shorts, which he has when he goes riding, and he loves them.
Yeah, I have them. I have two bikes. I mean, I used to ride bikes with my husband.
Now, are your bikes still like you went and got like the right size and everything?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So here's a fun story. Thor and I decided we were going to get bikes. And we were going to ride them around the neighborhood. This is when we lived in Branson. We were going to ride them around the neighborhood, and that was going to be like another time I was gonna lose weight, right? So we go to Walmart, the best place to buy a bike, right? And Thor's like, pick out a bike. And so I pick out this bike, and it's really pretty. It's a Schwinn bike,
right?
And it's
of course,
like this pretty robin's egg blue color, and it's got a basket.
Did it have a basket? Uh-huh.
It has a basket on the basket. Front. Yep.
And I was like, I want this bike. And it's these pretty like ivory wheels. Like it was pretty, and I mean it still is pretty. And he's like, that bike has no gears. Or brakes, or like you can't. That's not going to be a good bike. You want a different bike. And I was like, No, I want this blue bike. Okay, like I'm getting this bike. And he's like, that bike is two times too big for you. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And he's like, you're 5'3". Like you can't ride this bike. And I was like, I'm getting this bike. So guess what? I got that
you
bike.
You got the bike.
It's so freaking hard to ride. Like,
as it doesn't fit you.
I can barely even touch the pedals. Like it's like so big. Like it is this, like I don't know who it's made for, but it's like it's so big.
Did you not try it in the store? Try it, like, you know.
It was blue. It was so pretty.
It had a basket.
She's like 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt bought me one off of a website, but he used to sell bikes. Like he worked at Sunshine. And so he knew what size I needed, and then he bought me, and that one though did not have gears, so it was a single speed. And he took me out to the roads in Rogersville, like the farm roads. Mm-mm. And there were some hills out there, and like joke was on me because he had me riding a single speed, and I'm like, no wonder it's so hard because you can't just like, you know, shift down. So anyways, he bought me a really nice bike from Sunshine that does have gears. So I have my state bike, which is pink, and it's very pretty. It's very girly. That is a single speed. And then I have my green, it's like an olive green, which is one of my favorite colors, bike with gears. But I haven't ridden them in years. Last time I rode, I was pregnant with Abe. So
yeah. Yeah. That bike is like so big. Like I can't get balanced on it. And like,
Do you still have it though?
Yeah.
You ought to like sell it and buy one that fits you.
I don't sell crap.
Or just sell it.
We did talk about that
in front of the yard at some point.
Oh my god, someone would be so lucky.
So lucky, yeah.
But it is very pretty. I mean, I still look at it and think like, that's a pretty bike. But like, I don't think I will ever be. I mean, unless I'm gonna like grow a foot.
You're not.
Yeah, it's a big bike.
That's not gonna happen.
Okay, well, what about when we talk about physical health? What about preventative care? Do you guys have a primary care physician that you see regularly?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I normally see the nurse practitioner, but yeah.
Yeah, I do too. But it is incredible. Like, most adults don't have a regular primary care physician that they follow.
Cliff didn't have one until probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah, Thor didn't have one until I made him get one.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time.
Matt got one. I mean, he has one that if he's having an issue, he can go see. Mm-hmm. Like, he's established with someone, but he doesn't do, like, regular checkups with them.
No, Cliff has started doing that since he's gotten older. I mean, he'll be 50 this year. So he's like, I think I probably should start doing at least a yearly checkup.
And yeah.
Like, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It's like the one thing our insurance covers. Just take advantage of it.
What about the dentist? Do you guys go to the dentist?
I am really bad with the dentist.
I did religiously until I left my job, and I had dental through my job, and Matt did get dental through his job, but I don't have, like, I just don't have the information, so I don't know if our dentist is covered, and I have not, like, gone back in and reset up all of our appointments, and that includes my kids too. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I used to go twice a year. That's paid for it.
I need to get Jacob back in, because I mean, both the girls had braces, so we always did that, and now so Jake's expensive. In that point, he's getting ready that he needs braces, so yeah,
I do the dentist. The dentist is the one thing. I've always gone to the dentist. When I was a kid, it felt like every time I went to the dentist, it was like, oh, she's got another cavity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was always like, oh, are you kidding me? And I always hated it because you had to get the fillings and you had to get, like, the shots. And, you know, like, as a kid, like, I just hated it. So I always go to the dentist, like, no matter what, every 6 months, because I have not had a filling in, like, decades.
No,
yeah. And, like, I'm not willing to do it. So my husband does not go to the dentist very often. And then he'll go and he'll be like, well, they want to fill three fillings. I'm like, of course they do, because you don't go to the dentist. Mm-hmm.
I also think that it's very easy for dentists to lie.
And, like my husband.
I mean, and the reason I say that is I've heard of several people who will go to one dentist and they have to have all this work done. And then they go see another dentist and they're like, no, your teeth are fine. Like, our dentist that I've gone to since I was a kid is so trustworthy, and I never have cavities.
Yeah.
And, you know, Matt, on the other hand, last time he saw a dentist, they were like, oh, yeah, you have, four cavities. He never got anything done with them. He gets through the military, he gets checked. Mm-hmm. He has to do physicals and they check his teeth and they say they're fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just go see my dentist. Like, he will also tell you that they're fine and they will clean them.
Yeah.
But wherever you went was just trying to scam you.
Yeah. Our dentist, Cliff hadn't been to the dentist since I'd known him. He went one time. Yeah. He went one time and he had his wisdom teeth taken out because he was having really bad issues with sinuses and his allergies. Mm-hmm. And once they took his wisdom teeth out, he was fine.
Huh.
So he just didn't go after that. And then he thought he had chipped a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got him in with our dentist, and I love our dentist. He's amazing. And Cliff was like, oh, I know he's going to tell me I need this and this and this. And he gets in there and he's like, yeah, you probably do, but your teeth look great. You have no cavities. And I'm like,
how?
You suck. You haven't
been in for how long?
I think so much of it is genetic, cavities. Too.
I agree. Yeah. Poor Collier had, I'm going to say 11 cavities when he was like two. And we had to go have him put under and have all these fillings done and caps. He has caps like on all of his back teeth. And then he has veneers in the front. And we brushed his teeth some. I mean, not like probably twice a day like we were supposed to. But I think just genetically he had really shit teeth. Because my other kids, I mean, Helen has had a couple cavities, but not like that.
Yeah.
And they also are really shitty about brushing their teeth.
I'm a fanatic about the teeth brushing. I'm like, get up in the morning and you brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids will come in and Jake will look at me and I'm like, dude, your breath is bad. Did you brush your teeth yet this morning? And it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't know.
I'm like, go brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, it's the one thing that you should just do. And Cliff, he laughs because it's like, I mean, he does that. He brushes his teeth in the morning and he brushes his teeth at night. And it's like, we got to do something. That's just the one thing.
Yeah.
And I told Jacob, I was like, you're getting ready to get braces. You're going to have to brush your teeth because you're going to get yelled at.
Yeah.
So
you get all kinds of stuff stuck in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And both the girls went through it and they were great with their braces. They never had any issues with it.
Okay. What about preventative health screenings, like cancer screenings, colonoscopies, pap smears, mammograms. Have you done any of them?
Yep.
All of them.
All of them?
Yep. I had my mammogram next month, had colonoscopy in November. Cliff had his very first colonoscopy in October. And yeah, I do. I do try to stay up on that stuff.
Yeah, I think the pap smear is like every 3 years now.
I think that's
maybe.
What it is. Yeah.
So I do that just through my PCP, which is nice. And then I'm not old enough to have to do the colonoscopy yet, thank God. Thor had to do his first colonoscopy recently.
You know, the procedure itself is not bad. It's that freaking
It's the prep.
The prep is terrible.
Yeah. But he got through it fine. I mean, it was fine. It was pretty.
Oh, Cliff will say his was great.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty low drama. I feel like. My mammogram experience, though, was horrific.
Yeah. That was
yeah. I went in because we were trying to have a baby. And so I went in to an OBGYN because they hadn't ever seen an OBGYN. So I went in one time and have not gone back because it was a little traumatizing. And saw a nurse practitioner at an OBGYN's office, and she did an exam and was just like kind of a fertility. I don't know what it was, just like a, well, woman, you know, how do I look, you know, get some advice on what kind of prenatal vitamins I should be taking, that kind of stuff. And so she did a breast exam, and she had asked, she's like, have you ever had a mammogram? And I was like, no, I'm 36 at the time, and no. And she's like, well, I feel something that is concerning me, and I'd like you to have one. And I was like, okay. And I'm a super like hypochondriac, and so I was just immediately like, this is stressful. And so she's like, it's probably nothing. She's like, but we do see tumors form here a lot. And she's like, and I just need to like see. And she's like, it could just be every woman has bone under their breast, that this could just be that. She's like, but you know, I just feel better. And it was just kind of the way she said it, like she used the word tumor, and I was just
terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. And my mom's had several close scares, and a good friend of my mom had breast cancer, and so I was just like, okay, this is scary. So, and of course, it was in the middle of COVID, and so we went. My mom went with me.
Now, how quick did they get you in?
Because it was diagnostic, not screening. Mm-hmm. It was a little faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Screening, I think it books out further. So I got in. I was at one point going to drive to like Lebanon or somewhere to do it, to get in faster, because we were all just like, we would rather just know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up being able to do it in Springfield, and it was good. And I went in, and honestly, like, the mammogram experience itself wasn't that scary. I was just really nervous. You always hear people talk about like how much it hurts, or
right.
And it really, I didn't have any pain with it. Like it was not. And the technician or whoever was doing it, you know, like, she was so kind and so mm-hmm. nice. And so that experience was fine. But then afterwards, for a diagnostic, you sit in this little waiting room and wait for your results to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sit in this little waiting room, and I'm kind of nervous. And my mom's not allowed back there with me because it's COVID. Mm-hmm. And so she is sitting in the car, and I'm just sitting there. And I'm telling her, like, okay, this is going on. And so they come back and they say, we saw something, and we'd like to do an ultrasound. And so immediately I was just like terrified.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, can my mom come back? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay. So I had to go do the ultrasound, and then I had to wait in this little room by myself in this little paper robe thing. And I just cried the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I was scared. Yeah. And it ended up being nothing. It ended up being dense breast tissue, which I guess is pretty common, especially for younger women. And mm-hmm. so it was fine, and everything was fine. But like, I just remember being like traumatized from it because my mom couldn't be there with me. And mm-hmm. The moral of that story is like, women should have support, and like,
well,
they should
I
be allowed
like
to bring their mom.
Yeah.
When they have to have extra images on those things, they need to find a way to word it a little different.
Yeah.
Instead of, well, we've seen something.
Yeah.
There's but a we're spot. Not going to tell you what it is. So don't Google it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because if you Google it, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, and when I went in there for the ultrasound, she ended up like there was one spot that showed up on the mammogram. So the ultrasound tech did that spot. And then she's like, I see these other two spots, too. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she marked all these spots and then I had to wait for the lady to read it. Thankfully, it was all done same day because it was diagnostic.
Thank God.
That's nice.
I cannot imagine. My mom has had where she's gone and they've had to call her back. And mm-hmm. I mean,
my very first mammogram.
I hate that thought. Like, I have not been through that, but the thought of waiting
for terrifying.
Weeks, even just waiting for weeks for my mom's results.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's done it several times now where it's just like, you need to come back. There's a spot.
Yeah. I had my very first mammogram. I think I've told you this. I wanted to pinch the ultrasound tech, or not the ultrasound, the mammogram tech's head off because she literally tightened that thing down on my boob and ran. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I just felt like it was just flattened and going to explode.
Oh.
And then she comes back and, you know, they do their thing and she's like, okay, we'll give you your results. You know, we'll send you your results. They called the next day, which was a Friday.
Oh.
Well, the radiologist has seen something on your mammogram and they want you to come back for additional images. And I'm like, okay, wait, what did they see? Well, we can't tell you, but we need you to come back. Okay, when do you want me to come back? You want me to come back now? I'll come back right now. I'll leave here now. No, we're going to call you with when to schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go the entire weekend.
Right.
Like, I'm terrified. Finally called like on a Monday or Tuesday. Couldn't get me in for another week.
Yep.
And it's just like, don't do that to women that have never had this.
Yeah, I know a lot of breast centers are now trying to go to like all in one day, like no
waiting. I mean, yes,
call that back right then. Yeah.
I would 100% recommend that.
Yeah.
Ended up going back in. I had literally just dense breast tissue.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you probably won't have to come back on another time when you have your next mammogram. And I'm like, well, good. Just keep it all noted so that we don't have this happen again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they didn't say anything to me. They just like, okay, we'll see you when you're 40. You're all good to go. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That was an unnecessary amount of trauma.
It is. And, you know, I feel like, especially with the screenings, they just herd you in like cattle. They try to get as many done as they can. And it's just, it's so terrifying for people that have never had it done.
And it is.
And you just, it's not fair. You know, we're women. We have to go through so much more than men do when it comes to health and wellness and stuff, you know.
Yeah. And I look back on it and think about that experience and I think like that was kind of silly, like, you know, like crying over it, you know, like,
but you didn't know.
I just didn't know. I was just so scared and alone because my mom couldn't be there. And so my mom's just sitting in the car fretting.
Yeah.
You know, and I know she was also like nervous.
Yeah, she's
worried.
She
wanted to be there with me. And so I did not like being separated from her at all.
Yeah.
And so now I know like when I go back when I'm 40 for my screening mammogram, it'll be no big deal. And if I get called back, like it'll be no big deal.
Right.
But like that first experience was terrifying.
It is. It's for a first time. I mean, it's just terrible when they do that to you.
I noticed the same thing. I noticed my own lumps and I had my PCP check it out and he agreed that he could feel them. But this was probably in my early 30s. And so they didn't want to do a mammogram. They just did an ultrasound. And apparently those dense breasts or the knots or whatever I was feeling comes from drinking so much diet soda.
Oh, yep.
But I also had, I have not had a mammogram. I'm not 40 yet. But I have religiously get my pap smears. When I was in my late 20s, I had one at my PCP. It's not my current PCP, but the one I had prior to a different health system, and it was fine. And then they called me like several months later and they said, oh, well, we were auditing the PAPs that we'd done. We were auditing them and found that there actually is something wrong with yours. So
months later.
Yeah.
Oh.
My God. I went back in and I had carcinoma in my cervix and they had to do a LEAP, which is where they take like a wire tool and they basically like scrape out the cancer.
Oh my gosh, Lauren.
But they numb me before doing it, I think, if I remember. It was like pinchy, but not too bad. But I was bawling when they called me. I was at work and when they called me, I thought, I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be able to have babies. Like, what if, you know, just all the different scenarios went through my head and that just the scariness of it. Mm-hmm. But ever since I had my LEAP, I've never had another abnormal pap. I've had 4 kids, had 5 pregnancies, and I still go every year. I do have to go every year because I had that one abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, so, and that just goes to show you like why it's so important to get the screenings done and to see all of that stuff. I mean, yeah.
I will say, just in case this helps anyone out there, a gal I went to high school with, she's younger than I, just found out that she has stage 3 breast cancer and she has an inverted nipple. And she thought that it was just like stress, due to stress. I feel comfortable sharing this because she's shared it on her own Facebook, but she thought it was just like due to stress and then went in finally to have it checked and like has significant wow. breast cancer. Oh. So, you know, something like that, you have to get checked out.
You do. You have to. Yeah. If you notice something weird about your body or just different, I mean, you got to go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to take care of ourselves.
And doctors see everything. Like, they're not going to think you're dumb for asking.
No.
They see everything.
No dumb questions.
So, yeah. No dumb questions.
Not when it comes to your health.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. You just never know.
No.
What's that sound?
The Hot Mess Express. Woo-hoo. Pulling into the station here. I love this week's Hot Mess Express. I know I say that every week, but I do just think it's fun.
It's the best part of the episode, I think.
I know, right? It's because you remember that, like, oh, somebody else is a way bigger idiot than you are. And
so true.
Like, did something way dumber. And so no matter what you did this week, it's okay. It's totally okay.
It's like me watching the reality television. And I'm
Yes, it's exactly that.
My life's so much better than this.
Yes. Go for it.
This one comes from APnews.com. Customer sues Chopped eatery chain over salad that she says contained a piece of manager's finger.
Gross.
My God.
I mean, it's just
gross. Disgusting.
A customer has filed a lawsuit against the fast casual chain Chopped over a salad that she says contained a piece of the manager's finger. The lawsuit filed Monday by Allison Cozy of Greenwich, Connecticut, alleges that she bought a salad at a Chopped location in Mount Kisco, New York, on April 7th, 2023, and realized while eating it, she was chewing on a portion of a human finger that had been mixed into and made part of the salad.
Oh,
oh my God.
It's so bad.
According to the suit, a manager of the restaurant accidentally severed a piece of her left pointer finger while chopping arugula. The manager went to the hospital, but the contaminated arugula was served to customers, including Cozy, the lawsuit states. Westchester County Health Department records show that Chopped was fined
$900. $900?
What?
No.
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 Yeah.
I'd also, like, why would you not throw the fucking arugula away?
Right.
It had a human finger
in it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is disgusting.
Cozy said in the lawsuit that she suffered injuries including shock, panic attacks, migraines, cognitive impairment, nausea, dizziness, and neck and shoulder pain as a result of eating the contaminated salad.
I think that's a little dramatic.
Yeah, I think that's a little.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It could be just stress and trauma.
Yeah.
Like, that was gross.
Agreed. Very gross. Okay.
Why would you keep chawing on something? You know what I mean?
Well, but maybe she thought it was like a dried cranberry or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're chewing and you're like, what is that? Oh, what is that? And then you finally spit it out.
I would spit
like,
it out.
I'm just so grossed out over this.
I am grossed out by this, too. And this is like another restaurant that has just screwed up so royally bad.
We don't have this here.
No, I don't think we do.
No.
She is seeking unspecified monetary damages. An email seeking comment was sent to Chopped Creative Salad Company, a chain with more than 70 locations across the eastern United States. Cozy's attorney said Tuesday that she does not want to comment further.
She deserves it. Whatever she's seeking, she deserves it. I mean, that is gross.
I just pulled up their website. And their slogan is, where better tastes better.
It's sad, though, because, like, Chopped, a salad. Like, I love salads.
Oh, I do, too.
I would probably love a salad chain. Like, I actually think that's something we're missing here in Springfield is a really good place to go get salads.
Yes. It's like a salad bar. Like,
yeah.
It's like a adoba, but for salad.
Yes. But now I don't think I can ever eat at a Chopped.
No.
No.
But a different salad bar place should come in.
So I kind of have a similar story. It wasn't a human finger.
I found a worm in a salad
bar. I'm not even going to tell you where it was. But I ordered a salad, took it home, and was sitting there eating it. And there was a moth.
Oh.
A giant moth in my salad.
Yeah.
I got my ass back in the car, took it back in there. And I was like, I'm not eating this.
Yeah.
And the manager was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The guy that made it in the back comes around the corner and she's like, did you see this? And he goes, oh, do you want another one?
No.
I go, no, sure don't.
Yeah. I actually had the same thing happen. I wonder if there's something about moss and salads. Like, the, I don't know if there's
some, if it's the bag salad.
Well, yeah. Bugs like to get down inside like salad stalks, you know, like, uh-huh. like inside like romaine or whatever, you know, like they, and they just like get down in there. And I mean, so bugs are part of lettuce. Like it is what it is.
Yeah. This thing was probably 3 inches long.
Yeah.
It yeah. It's the prep though, to not find that, pull right, it out, right. clean it. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
The salad I had at a very nice restaurant mm-hmm. had there was a moth in it and it, yeah, I just completely lost my appetite.
Absolutely.
We had a salad at a restaurant here in town, like a major chain that had a worm in it.
Oh,
it was so gross. And I'd eaten like half the salad.
Yeah. That's about how I was. I had eaten about half of it.
Yeah.
And I scooped it all up and Cliff goes, where are you going? I said, back to the fucking store.
Nope.
Yeah.
Their website looks really good though.
Okay. Well,
no fingers though. In any of these
no matter pictures. How big of a mess you were this week, you probably didn't chop your own finger off and then still serve that lettuce to a customer because no matter what, that arugula was contaminated.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
oh my God.
Okay. Well, of course we'll always post the link to our Facebook page. Email us your Hot Mess Express stories at hotmessroundtable@gmail.com. Or let us know if you want to come on the podcast. Call in. We're going to put together a call-in show. So call in and tell us your own personal hot mess story and inspire other women around you.
Yeah. Next week, we are talking about the importance of laughter.
That should be good. Be a good one.
Thanks, guys.
See you next
week. Thank you.
Bye.